everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Today we have a special episode of Mormon Channel Daily. We're going to have the opportunity to hear from Lindsay and Lexi Kite, two twin sisters who are creating awareness and teaching media literacy about what true beauty really means for women. Lindsay and Lexi are quite in demand as speakers these days, and they travel quite a bit. And so we were so lucky that we had a chance to sit down with them in the Mormon Channel studio recently. And we want to play part of our interview with them for you here today. But before we do, we have a quote from Elder Lynn G. Robbins that we'd like to share with you. It's from the New Era magazine from November 2008, and it's entitled True Beauty. And he asks this question: what makes a woman beautiful? The world tries to convince us that cosmetics, perfumes, jewelry, fashionable clothing, diets, and even surgery are necessary for beauty. While some of these fashion aids are desirable and lovely, they can change only surface appearances. The gospel teaches us that true beauty is more than skin deep. A young woman whose countenance is aglow with both happiness and virtue radiates inner beauty. That is an incredibly powerful quote for both men and women. And men, don't think we're leaving you out of this, because in a moment when we talk to Lindsay and Lexi Kite, we ask them this question of what role do men play in all of this and how can they help? So with no further ado, let's listen to what they had to say. Ready? Here we go. I'd like to welcome into the studio two guests that we have with us today. I have Lindsay and Lexi Kite, and Lindsay and Lexi are actually identical twin sisters. And in addition to their being twin sisters, they also have PhDs from the same school, the University of Utah. Ladies, welcome into the Mormon Channel studio.
Hi, thank you.
We are so glad to have you with us today.
We're so glad to be here. Yeah.
Now, you two are working really hard to change the way women view themselves. And even the picture that society paints of women, especially in the media, how did you begin on this amazing adventure?
Yeah, it's been kind of a long journey for us. It really started when we were 18 years old and we were in separate college classrooms at Utah State. We took a class on media literacy, how media represents women's bodies. And that was a point when we were both able to recognize that we were definitely feeling truth, that we had been affected by these things, that it had very much influenced the way we perceived our own bodies and even the choices we made as we went throughout our days. So we agreed that we had both felt that way despite trying to go separate ways. And from that point on, we both took paths that would allow us to better understand why women are represented that way, but also how we can fight back against that and help redefine beauty for ourselves in ways that are actually empowering.
What was it in specific that you learned in that class? Was there some pivotal moment or an experience that happened, or was it the professor, or what was the turning point?
It's kind of a combination of things, but I think it was about the first day of that class. We were in separate classrooms with the same professor, and we went home and talked to each other about this, but we had this twin-like experience of learning about the ways women are presented in media, this one ideal of beauty that is very young, very thin, tall, curvaceous in all the right places, all of these ideals. And this all added up to this one idea that we learned was incredibly profit-driven and was something that wasn't just normal, but we had learned to believe that this one image we see over and over again was normal and natural and healthy and a must for women in order to be happy and successful. And we just felt like we had a mission to fulfill, and we had no idea how that would work. We went home and talked to each other about it and realized that we had something more to do and that we needed to study and get the knowledge to be able to speak out about this and help women understand their worth. And we went to college for 10 years and just wrapped it up to get there.
What suggestions do you give to women when they see these kinds of images in the media?
Well, that's actually what Beauty Redefined is known for. So what we do is a little bit different than so many of these other kind of body image advocacy groups. We don't just point out what's harmful and hurtful in media, but we go one step much further to talk about ways that we can not only recognize what is harmful, but how we can reject it and get onto everything more important. One of the ways that is incredibly effective is to go on a media fast. So we fast once a month for one day, and that has both spiritual and temporal blessings. But we believe that a huge sacrifice would also be going on a media fast, and that blesses us in really profound ways that are research-driven, and they actually make sense. We suggest that people go on at least a 2-day media fast. So stay away from all forms of media as much as you possibly can. That's everything. And you'll find out how inescapable media is when you try to do it.
Right.
And when you do that, you become resensitized to the things that hurt you, to the lies that you start to believe about yourself that are not true. And when you come back to media, you realize that, and then you take your power back and you're able to actually step back and say, I don't need this. I can turn it off. I can unlike, unplug from these things that hurt. That's just one of them.
And that really is empowering, right? Because you don't have to see that kind of
stuff.
Right. I mean, you can take it out of your life if you really want to. You can avoid a lot of it.
Yeah. What we know is that in just the last 10 years that we've been growing up and growing older, media has become so inescapable in a way that it never has before, especially with social networking. And for girls and women today, social media plays a large role in our feelings about ourselves. That can go one of two ways. We can use social media, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, to view these unrealistic images of people editing their own photos, which the majority of girls admit to editing their own photos today, to, you know, all of the advertising that is there that really hits us and makes us feel feelings of often shame and inadequacy. Or we can use that same social media as a powerful force for good. And that's what we do with Beauty Redefined through our social media campaigns.
What kinds of responses do you get from younger girls?
The responses we get, thankfully, are overwhelmingly positive. We get girls coming up to us saying that they've never really considered the ways media might influence the way they've seen themselves. And that makes sense because they've grown up in a world that is fully mediated. They've had access to the internet their entire lives. You know, they have been surrounded by TV and movies from the time they were born. And so when they see these media messages, they look perfectly normal. They look almost invisible to see these beauty ideals. And of course, they're comparing themselves. We know most girls and women today feel pretty negatively toward their body. We got this amazing email just last week after a presentation. A young LDS girl came up to us and said that she had decided to go on a media fast after she heard our presentation because she recognized she was really relying on Instagram and Facebook for validation. She was comparing herself to other people's photos and to the number of likes that other people would get on their images. And she was comparing herself to other people's very best moments from their lives that may look perfect from the outside, but we know are generally not that way. And she said it was life-changing. She said that the things we taught her helped her to see herself for more than just a body and helped her to see the good in others as well as the good in herself. So that was really interesting to us. She wasn't so much worried about appearing to be happy and appearing to be healthy. She was more worried about actually being healthy, acting and living in a way that promoted real health and happiness and self-empowerment rather than trying to seek that from this mediated world.
How do men help you in this effort? I noticed that on your website, but men can be a powerful force for good to help women as well.
Yeah, we believe men can be a very powerful force. We know that media, so much of it is targeted at making women feel very vulnerable and insecure because media tells us that men want things a certain way. They want women that look a certain way and that you are unlovable without those ideals. But that is driven by corporations, not by men. Studies show, and real life shows, when you speak to men and boys in real life, they love lots of different kinds of women for lots of different reasons. And it's not all based on this one unattainable beauty ideal. So one thing that we really encourage men and boys to do is to understand that they have grown up in the same world that girls and women have, the same world of images that are engineered and constructed a very certain profit-driven way. And if they can do a few things, one, they can choose not to consume objectifying, limiting, degrading media. So much of it is that way. But if they can go on a media fast and resensitize themselves to the things that hurt them and the things that hurt the girls and women in their lives, they can take their power back by shutting it off, by turning away and speaking back with their pocketbook. Another thing they can do is learn to value the girls and women in their lives for more than what media would have them value females for. So compliment girls and women on more than their looks. Go way deeper than that. It is so easy to brush off those looks-based compliments. But if you give a woman a compliment about her character or her personality or a talent, it sinks in so much deeper.
That's a great idea.
Thanks. Yeah,
that's really great.
Yeah.
How does your faith in God affect the work that you do?
Yeah, our faith in God is totally behind everything that we do here. We definitely feel like it's our mission, and we've kind of been called to do this. So we've spent the last several years, entire decade in college, trying to meld our religious beliefs with our scholarly beliefs. And of course, that was something that was kind of hard to do at first. There were definitely things that challenged our faith at the same time as it challenged our ideas about the world. So we've been able to find a really comfortable relationship between our scholarly research, our feminism, and our religion, and definitely feel like we've been guided all along that way to improve our testimonies, to become closer to God, because we're learning more about who we are and what we're capable of. And that's why we do so much work for the church. We speak to a lot of stakes, especially young women in relief societies, because we want especially women in the church to understand that they are not just bodies to be looked at, that they are capable of much more than looking hot, and they have huge contributions to make in this world that desperately needs their contributions. And with that light and that goodness that girls can feel within themselves, see within themselves, and then emanate, we can do so much good in this world that truly needs it.
Anything else that we should know about?
I think it's so important to always note, and we do in all of our stake firesides, that within this gospel, we get to hear the most amazing truths about women, about who we are, what we're destined to be, that we have a really special work to do. And when we get past the point of just believing that we are bodies that need to be looked at and fixed and judged, we get on to being everything that we were meant to be. And I truly believe that knowing what we're capable of outside of these looks-based ideals that are really based in Satan not having a body, and in wanting us to either hate ours or be so obsessed with ours that we can't get onto anything else, When we believe that we are capable of more, we get onto doing everything we were meant to do, and we get to help Heavenly Father in a way that He really needs us and wants us to do. And in the end, we're so much happier for it.
It's so much bigger and more important than what the world would have us believe. And we believe that we're catching little glimpses of that all the time through Beauty Redefined, in helping people to understand their true worth and not just what they look like from the outside.
Well, you're doing a great work. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being with us and wish you well in your endeavors.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Lindsay and Lexi were so much fun to talk to, and we're so grateful they were able to come on to the show. That's the message in our show for today. Thanks for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or stories you want to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is kind of a special one. It's called Beauty Redefined, and it was written by Jules Morrow specifically for Lindsay and Lexi Kite and the work they are doing to educate and teach women what true beauty really is. Here's Beauty Redefined featuring Jules Morrow. Just
up your magnet, not your face. We all know it is a happier chase. And in the end, you'll finish out the race. All that we can do is strut, now make it loud, toss, stretch under the proudest views, or simply misaligned.